Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
Allow me to introduce myself. DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
Well, y'all done came a long way. I think that y'all have a certain amount of respect for, you know, what everybody else does, and y'all are just the best at what y'all do.
This platform, the reach y'all have that you've earned, makes space for somebody like me.
You guys have a direct line to the culture.
Oh, my God, I'm on the radio with Angela, Charlamagne, and DJ Envy?
Damn. Yes, you are.
All I do is read about the Breakfast Club.
Really?
Every morning.
That's good.
You guys are trending. I drag my ass out of bed. I'm like, what happened on the Breakfast Club today?
Get your ass up.
Good morning, Angela Yee. Damn it, man. All right, Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day.
Yes, it's Wednesday, hump day, middle of the week.
That's
good
right.
Morning.
And don't think for 1 second climate change is not real, because we are in, we broadcast from New York, even though we're nationally syndicated. Our headquarters is in New York.
Yep.
It is about 70 degrees right now.
Yes, it is.
And it is November, what, 11th?
Yep.
It's not supposed to be 70 degrees.
Tomorrow we get back, though. Tomorrow is supposed to be rainy, nasty, and...
supposed to be rainy today.
40 degrees. Later on today, yep.
Forecast said today.
Well, about 1, 2 o'clock rain, and then tonight it should be back to what the weather's supposed to be. What up, Yee?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah. What happened?
I was here, but for some reason we couldn't connect. I'm in Detroit.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm glad that it's getting back to being cold. I was telling my daughter last night, because she was, she's 12, and she was talking to me about daylight savings time, how it gets dark so early. And I was like, yo, back in the day, it used to be, you know, it used to be football season weather, mm-hmm. and you go to the high school football games, mm-hmm. and, it'd be dark and it'd be cold. You know, you got to put on a hoodie or a jacket. Mm-hmm. Now you don't know what the hell you got to leave the house in.
Nah, well, I mean, kids are not going to no games right now because of COVID, so they're canceling mm-hmm. a lot of the games, so kids need to keep their ass home.
I'm just talking about weather-wise, though. You just don't know what to do when you leave the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in Detroit. It was like almost 80 degrees yesterday.
Yeah, it was 80 degrees when I left Detroit yesterday. The weather was ridiculous. It's crazy. You just don't know, like Charlamagne said, what to wear.
And then I was talking to one of my partners last night. They was in Arizona. They said it was cold. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what the hell is going on in the world?
But it's cold today.
I don't know. Well, Nikki Giovanni will be joining us this morning.
The legend.
Legendary.
The icon. Poet, writer, mm-hmm. activist, educator, that Nikki Giovanni, mm-hmm. the OG Nikki Giovanni.
Yes.
And she says whatever's on her mind. That's what's
right.
Great. She is uncensored.
Well, she always spoke truth to power, and now she's 77 years old. She really don't give a damn at mm-mm. this point in her life. Why does she care?
Not at all. All right, and we got front page news. What are we talking about?
Man, let's talk about coronavirus, because their numbers are higher than ever. And one state has actually hit 1 million recorded cases of COVID-19. We'll tell you what state that is.
Yeah, and the crazy part about that state is the death rates are not as high as this area here or some of the other areas, which doesn't make sense. But
oh, yes, yeah. It does. I mean, they say it's not as fatal as they once thought it was.
Almost 20,000 people died in that state.
Right. And then how many people died in New York and New Jersey?
I don't know those numbers off the top of my head.
A lot more, which is crazy. All right, well, we'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where are we starting, Yee?
Well, let's start with coronavirus. There are more than 10 million cases of coronavirus in the United States. And the number of Americans hospitalized with coronavirus has topped 61,000, which is an all-time high. And that number is from yesterday. Now, the NFL and NFL Players Association reported that 15 players have tested positive during the latest round of league-wide testing also. There's more people hospitalized in the U.S. with COVID-19 than ever before. And Texas has just become the first U.S. state to hit 1 million cases of COVID-19.
Yeah, 1 million cases at one time or 1 million cases since the...
Since it started, they recorded 1 million cases overall.
Yeah, I was saying, you know, in Texas, I think the death rate is like 20,000 people, but here in New York and New Jersey, the death rate is a lot higher, and we have a lot less cases, half the amount of cases, which is crazy.
But if New York's had over a million cases. I mean, not a million, over half a million cases since it started.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what did I just tell you? 30-something thousand people died.
Yeah, the New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is saying the continued increase in the percentage of people testing positive for COVID-19 was very worrisome. So they said if the 7-day average goes above 3%, schools will go remote for a period. And if it continues climbing, some businesses could face full-scale closures or limits on hours.
Yeah, I don't think the economy could take that again. I don't think the economy could take the country shutting down.
They're not going to do that, especially around the holiday season. That's not happening. Let me tell you something. Why don't they ever show us like the current active cases instead of showing us like all the total cases that have happened in the country? Like, why not just show us the current active number of cases?
They do. They show us the cases every day.
Yeah, they do all of that.
No, they don't.
That's why they're hitting daily highs.
No, they show us the daily cases that people
are
getting
checked
in. I know.
Pennsylvania has reported the highest, but still on CNN,
they show you the 9 million cases. Like, why not show us how many people have recovered is what I'm saying.
Oh, the recovery. No,
yes.
They don't show you the recovery.
No. Why not show you that? You can look at it when you go online. Mm-hmm. You can see the recovery number, but why not show us the recovery number? They'll tell you like
2,000 people contracted it in this state and this amount of people hospitalized. They'll tell you that.
Well, as you have it, you don't know what's going to happen while you're still trying to recover. So I guess those numbers are always pending, right?
What do you mean?
Like, you can't say, okay, in Iowa, the state of Iowa has reported more than 21,000 COVID cases in 7 days. But you can't tell how many people recovered yet until later.
Yeah, but that's the point. So post the recovery rate later, like after people actually recover.
They said the percentage of people testing positive is more than 19%, and there's over 1,100 patients in the hospital, and it's stressing their healthcare system there. So, and again, you know, that's one of the problems with coronavirus is the hospitals can get overwhelmed. And then as people are getting sick or they might have other illnesses, there's no place to go. Now, the governor of Virginia is concerned over the rise in coronavirus cases, as well as Utah, Illinois, and Montana. They broke coronavirus records on Tuesday. As well. So it's just a kind of an emergency situation. They said 70% of COVID-19 outbreaks are linked to private gatherings, bars, and restaurants in Minnesota. So they are going to have new restrictions there as well. And in New Jersey, for you guys, you know, there's been a lot of cases there, and they're saying it's a grave situation. The governor is saying that they are introducing new restrictions aimed at reducing the spread of the virus. Restrictions on indoor dining after 10 p.m., a ban on bar seating in restaurants, limitations on interstate sporting events.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, just a lot of new measures right now just to try to lessen the risk.
Yeah. What are they going to do for the NBA season? The NBA season starts in December. I know they're not putting them back in that bubble, not for no 72 games. Because the NBA supposed to play for 72 games. The NFL's traveling. Them guys.
Yeah, but a lot of them are catching COVID. A lot of them are, you know,
they're still balling.
The best players are out and... I mean, I'm sure if the NBA could put them back in the bubble, it'd be the easiest thing. Because the NBA got no cases of COVID when they did that.
I highly doubt those guys want to be in that bubble for 7 months.
They're getting paid millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah, but you're away from your family. You know how that is. Come on.
Well, you know, it's a tentative start date, by the way, of December 22nd. So I'm sure that as they're testing and figuring it out, they'll see what's best. It feels like they did it right.
Yeah, I think so. I have to shorten the season a little bit.
72 games currently.
Yeah, let's shorten that a little more. But I can't see them leaving the bubble. But that is your front page news. Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad night, bad morning, or maybe you feel blessed and you want to spread some positivity. Whatever it may be, 800-585-1051 is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up, wake up, wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Envy.
Hey, what's up, bro? Who's this?
What's up, Envy?
You don't know Trav? Come on now.
I didn't hear Trav's voice. What up, Trav?
It's up, ye.
Hey, Trav. What's up, boo?
What's going on, Charlamagne?
Peace, sis. What's happening?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Angela, I just want to let you know that you are a traitor, and I have not forgotten the betrayal that you have put upon me by putting that bum in your story more than a few times.
Who's that?
Who?
Oh, you know who that bum is, Porta Potty Girl.
You put short Porta Potty Girl in your story?
Oh my goodness, Envy. The betrayal, like every single time I turn around, I don't even like clicking on her stories no more.
Wait, hold on.
I lost all respect for you, Ye.
What was he saying on there?
I don't know. He was standing in his little landfill doing something like tagging me. I don't know what he was doing. But anyway, Charlamagne,
yes,
I thought you were trying to hide your wife's Instagram, our wife's Instagram. Stop putting our wife's Instagram out there.
I didn't post my wife's Instagram.
Yes, you did, unless you took it down.
No, I reposted Alicia Renee, but I mean, I don't care because my wife don't be on Instagram no way, and our page is private.
Okay, tell her to follow me.
Nope. No, man.
But anyway, I want to say congratulations to I can't really care less about Joe Biden, but congratulations to Kamala Harris.
There you go.
I just know I was giving her a hard time like a while ago until one day I just decided, you know what? We have to give her a chance because we never know. She can come in there and just make great things happen.
Why was you giving her a hard time, Trav?
You know, I was giving her a hard time because this is like a lot of misinformation that I heard about her until I actually started winning, like, you know, looking for myself and researching.
There's a lot of misinformation out there. And for whatever reason, people think a prosecutor.
One of them is I was really hung up on the fact that she didn't claim her blackness until 2016.
That's not true. I started looking at it,
that wasn't true.
She went to an HBCU.
She went to HBCU.
She went to Howard.
I told you I had to do my own research.
Trav, I cannot let you go without, since you were talking about Instagram, the comment that you left on my page about the threesome where you was thotting out. That you had.
You had a threesome, Trav?
I was young. I was like 20 years old. And me and my boyfriend at the time, we had a threesome. And when he fell asleep, me and the other guy, we were trying to respect him because he was asleep. So we went to another room and we messed around again. And I said it didn't matter because we already messed around that night.
That happened in Philly?
Doesn't matter where it happened. Why do you care where it was? I'm just asking. Charlamagne's like, I used to work in Philly. I'm going somewhere with this, but y'all got to shut up.
What happened in Philly?
Don't worry, Charlamagne. It wasn't you, Charlamagne, not this time.
No, I'm just trying to figure out what the room smelled like. Did it smell like Timberland, beard oil, and butt? Like, what is it? It depends on the location, you know? But they messed the joke up, so it doesn't even matter.
Y'all have a good day. It was good talking to y'all. Bye.
Thank you. You know, these guys here just step all over a punchline.
You never know with you. You get kicked.
How long they been working with me?
I'm on my way to Philly.
Jesus. Let me cook here, guys.
Glitter stick, cook.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
The Breakfast Club. Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Oh, and happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there. Today is Veterans Day. Isn't that a holiday?
Salute to all Veterans Day. It should be. And by the way, I hate how America treats its veterans. That's why I don't like to hear nobody talking about how patriotic they are when you got all of these homeless veterans on the street. If you ever fought a war in this country, you should get free room and board. You should get a stipend every month. You should get free health insurance. You should get treated like a king and queen if you've ever been in the military and had to fight for this country. It pains me to see veterans on the street begging for money.
Well, shout out to my girl, Tammy. She always reminds me that it's Veterans Day and to shout her out. So shout out to Tammy.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, my name is James. How y'all doing this morning?
What's up, James? Good morning.
What up,
brother?
James?
Yeah, I was just calling. I did 8 years in the military. I'm out now. But while I was at work, I got a text from my son telling me Happy Veterans Day. You know, people tell you Happy Veterans Day, you know, because they feel like it's the right thing to do, and I appreciate it. But it meant a whole lot more to hear it from my son, even though it was just from a text. But for him, 1 o'clock in the morning, my son should be asleep. For him to be up and text me Happy Veterans Day, it meant a lot.
Okay.
That's dope.
That's what it is.
He appreciates your service as a veteran and a father.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Have a good one,
and
brother.
I appreciate
Have a good
him
day.
So much, especially after that.
Hello, who's this?
This is Spooky from Arlington, Virginia. What's up, Envy?
Spooky, what up, man?
Ain't not much. Just
right here being spooky, huh? Mad Halloween's over.
Now, Spooky, they said you relapsed on drinking, Spooky?
Yeah, man. I was on my eighth month, the recovery process, and I relapsed hard. When I relapsed, when I go in, I'm going, you know what I mean? And if anybody gave me, I feel like, you know, my apologies to everybody, you know, people who I've hurt, past, like, demons came out, you know what I mean? Like, just a lot of deaths. I don't even know what to say, man. Like,
are you getting help, sir? Do you have, like, a recovery team?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay.
Of course.
You're a work in progress is what it sounds like.
Well, stay strong.
Yeah, don't beat yourself up too much.
Absolutely.
That's what my sponsor said.
Don't beat yourself up too much. Just get back focused again. That's all.
Start day one,
it's
man.
Not
today,
easy.
No drinking.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I already know. I just wanted to get this job because y'all really helped me out through my recovery process. Waking up in the morning sober, listening to y'all helps me out. You know, and then when I realize I'm listening to y'all.
Well, don't watch us on YouTube or watch us on Revolt because we got a whole bar back here, and I don't want you to relapse. So many bottles behind me right now.
I always wonder though, how the hell y'all wake up? I think I wake up earlier than me. I don't know how y'all do it, bro.
Me neither.
I don't know either.
It's not fun.
Well, I don't drink.
Well, bro,
in the morning.
Stand strong, bro, and make sure you put the alcohol down. I'm sure you got kids and a family, man. Do it for your kids and your family, brother.
I'm going to say a prayer for you as well.
Yes.
Do you have a blender at home? Do you make juices or anything at home?
I used to. I was a blended king, man.
Let's get you back on that. You know, get some fruits and vegetables, and every time you feel like having a drink, make yourself a smoothie.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much, y'all. I really thank y'all for listening to me. Just thank y'all for everything, man. Y'all really do help me out in this process. You know what I mean?
And call us, King.
Call us periodically.
Yeah, check in with us.
Yeah, let us know how you're doing.
Let's hold you accountable. You can check in with us, and we want to make sure you keep on updating us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, y'all.
When's the last time you drank?
I'm going to say 12 hours. I don't know.
Okay, yesterday.
Before 12 o'clock yesterday.
All right, so we're starting today fresh.
You got a lot of work to do, sir.
It's one day at a time. We got to make it through these holidays.
You already know. Well, that's the thing. I was locked up on these holidays. That's why it's like...
Well, you keep drinking, you're going back to jail. I just want you to know that.
That's right. So it's only a matter of time. Starting today, no more drinking. All right, throw all the alcohol out. Send us a picture of you throwing all the alcohol out, brother.
Well, depending on what it is.
One day at a time.
Depending what it is,
one
you give
day
it away.
Stop it, man. Have a good one, brother.
Might be expensive.
Just throw it out.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Your health is more expensive.
If it's cheap,
okay?
Just throw it away.
No, throw it all out, man.
If it's something expensive, give it away.
Just stop it. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, Pastor Carl Lentz, his mistress, is now speaking out allegedly and talking about the affair they have and how it started.
All right. No positive news, ye? Always got to go there.
He's working on himself. That's positive.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast
Club. What's happening?
Now, shout out to iHeart and McDonald's. You know, because of homecoming this year, it's canceled. I mean, because of COVID, we can't really do it. So what we decided to do is do it online and on air. So tomorrow, McDonald's and iHeart put together, it's like a battle of the bands. So they have a bunch of different bands. They have an artist performing. They're doing interviews. It's a whole thing that they're doing for all the homecomings out there. I'm going to be hosting it. So... keep it locked. It happens tomorrow at 5 to 6:30.
I love the way you make these virtual things sound exciting.
I mean, you got
okay.
to.
You got to try to make it sound exciting. We hate virtual everything.
I know.
Okay?
I do,
everything.
Too. But that's all we have, so people can still celebrate a little bit. Think about all the freshmen that don't get to experience homecoming. Like, we did... they're called Ebony Fire. These are the girls that dance at Hampton University at the football team, mm-hmm. at the football game. So when they came and recorded this for McDonald's, it was the first time that they ever met. They had to do practice virtually, so they never even seen each other.
My God.
So they had to practice virtually. So that was the first time they ever met each other, which was crazy.
I feel sorry for all those kids that's not getting that full college experience, mm-hmm. man.
Well, listen, we have a lot of virtual things happening also because it is, you know, like you said, homecoming time, and we're doing this whole HBCU homecoming My Look thing, and iHeartRadio is also doing something with Ulta Beauty. And so it's called Beautiful Possibilities. I'm actually hosting a Beautiful Possibilities panel that includes Lala Anthony, mm-hmm. Grammy Award-winning artist Her, and the CEO and founder of Creole Essence, Eve Carr Monperu. So you guys can actually enter to win, and that hashtag is my HBCU look, hashtag sweepstakes entry, and you tag Ulta Beauty and iHeartRadio, you get to win a virtual meet and greet with her, a $500 Ulta Beauty gift card, and you donate a scholarship to the HBCU of your choice, but you also get to just participate in the panel and watch. So make sure you don't miss that tomorrow.
I love the fact that all these businesses are doing things for HBCUs now. I loved it. It took a long time, but they're starting to do it. But let's get to the
It's easy to do it when it's virtual. I don't got to show up and be around you, Negro.
Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Beyonce.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has
Club. Well, Beyonce has teamed up with Peloton, and that is for a homecoming themed workout. So they're commemorating homecoming season at HBCUs. She was already the most requested artist with all of the members, so that collab makes sense. They're giving away 2-year digital memberships to students at 10 different HBCUs, and that will provide access to the fitness classes through the Peloton app. And you can use that with or without the equipment.
That's dope. I wonder what school could afford Beyonce if it wasn't virtual. Like, what school could afford Beyonce to come perform?
At her price, none of them.
That's what I'm saying.
At her price,
it's
none
a lot of
them.
Money. It's a lot of scholarships.
I got to figure out what I'm going to do in the winter when it comes to bike riding. I might have to get me a Peloton or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you dress up, do you dress up to ride the Peloton like you do when you're just out and about in the street?
Yeah, because you still got to have the gel on your butt to, you know. To
yeah, it's very uncomfortable. You know, I have a bike, and at home, I try to put a pillow on the seat. They have these seat covers, but it doesn't work as effectively. I'm going to get some of Envy's gel shorts.
There you go.
All right, now, Eva Longoria has clarified and apologized for the remarks that she made on MSNBC, and these remarks were about the voting patterns of Latino women during the presidential election.
The women of color showed up in big ways. Of course, you saw in Georgia what black women have done, but Latina women were the real heroines here, beating men in turnout in every state and voting for Biden-Harris at an average rate close to 3-1.
All right. Well, she is now clarifying her remarks, and she also posted about this as well. Here's what she had to say.
You know, in my effort to celebrate Latina turnout, I diminished the importance of the black women's vote in this election. And what I said was wrong. And it is a fact that African-American women showed up in record numbers and brought us to victory. They saved this country. And I recognize the harm that my words caused. And so I take full responsibility for that mistake, because I want everybody to know that we stand on the shoulders of black women who always show up. Black women have carried us for decades when it comes to civic engagement. And I get that there's a collective exhaustion and hurt at feeling erased yet again. And I contributed to that pain.
Look, as the great Nikki Giovanni says, who'll be joining us next hour, by the way, she said mistakes are a fact of life. It is the response to error that counts. I think that was a great response to Eva's error, personally.
All right, now, celebrity pastor Carl Lentz, his alleged mistress, is now telling all. This is an exclusive from the New York Post. And basically, she's speaking up about their 5-month pandemic romance. She says, I'm here to tell the truth. And maybe by doing that, other people will have the courage to speak up, too. She said she met him on a Friday in May. She was at a park in Williamsburg with her dog looking for somewhere to sit. And that's when he offered her his circle. They got to talking. They left the park together. She said, I was telling him everything. She thought he was single. She said, he's a good-looking man. Why not? He took her number, and he didn't put it in his phone. He put it in the notes application. She said she thought that was a red flag. The next day, he asked her to save him a circle in the park. She said, when I saw him, he asked me so many questions. And she asked if he was married. He said yes. And she said, I still didn't know who he was. So she actually paid an app to do a background check based on his phone number. And she said that's when everything came out. And she realized that when she met him, you know, that she had met him before at the Hillsong Church in Manhattan. And she said she wasn't really paying attention. So she said that same weekend he came to her house that Sunday. They drank tequila, talked for hours. We were sitting, and she said he asked if he could put his hand on my thigh. And she said it was awkward. He didn't know how to act at first. He told her he was the most beautiful women. He told her the most beautiful women come from the Middle East. And they started texting and FaceTiming all the time and having feelings for each other. And she said he would talk about how amazing his wife was and the guilt that he felt about what he was doing to his family and saying that we didn't plan this. This is life and we fell into it. But she also said he's a professional narcissist and lies too much. And they were seeing each other twice a week. She said he was like a drug to me. I was a drug to him. And then what happened was his wife and his job actually saw their text messages on the iCloud. His messages were linked from the iCloud. And that's when everything went down.
She has every right to tell her story. But if you know a man was married and you still chose to sleep with him, you are in no moral position to speak ill against that person. Like, he didn't manipulate you. He told you what it was, and you went along with it. If he lied to you about being married, that's one thing. But if not, you're a co-conspirator. So what's the point of telling this story?
Well, yeah, I don't think she's suggesting that she didn't do anything wrong. She was just
I read the article yesterday. She was like, I'm telling my story because I'm hoping that more people come out. Like, you went along with it.
Because she also said while they both made mistakes, she acknowledged people like him shouldn't preach or drink so much. There's no deepness there.
But who is she to judge? What I'm saying, right. What moral position are you in to judge? You slept with a married man who told you how amazing his wife was and the guilt he was feeling about what he was doing to his family. You still slept with him. God bless you, young lady, but you don't really have room to judge.
And she said, in retrospect, their relationship was likely a product of the pandemic. She said he hadn't been doing anything for so many months. He hadn't been on stage. What else was going on in his life? He needed to do something that would excite him. And
good
that
point.
She also feels like he might be having a midlife crisis and going on a self-sabotaging journey.
Hey, he got to get his hallelujahs from somewhere.
Are you
He missed being on that stage.
You stop it. I don't know how you cheat during a pandemic because
word
you
is bond.
You can't lead a crib.
He went to her house, allegedly.
Yeah, that's a long time out the house.
She has every right to tell her story. I just want to know what is the reason for telling her story. Because it really confused me at the end when she was like, I'm hoping other people come and speak out. Like,
Other women come and speak out, right?
Manipulate you. He didn't do anything wrong to you. He told you everything, and you went along with it. You're a co-conspirator. You're in no moral position to speak ill on him.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, front page news next. What are we talking about?
Yes, and I know we've been talking about coronavirus, so I'll give you other updates as well on other happenings in the world.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Hey, it's Angela Yee, and there's nothing better than getting something customized, especially when it comes to auto coverage. The General Insurance gives you customized coverage with a payment plan and due date that works for your schedule. Call 800-GENERAL or visit thegeneral.com. Some restrictions apply.
Hey.
Hey. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where we starting, Yee?
Well, like we talked about, it is holiday season. So how are we celebrating Thanksgiving? Well, the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, has suggested that if you are going to be hosting a Thanksgiving dinner, have your meal outside to help stop the spread of coronavirus.
Outside what? In the cold?
It's cold.
Not everywhere. I guess not everywhere.
30, 40 degrees.
In addition to outdoor meals, they said hosts should limit the number of guests they invite. Talk to the guests before they arrive about how they plan to celebrate and to limit the number of people in food preparation areas. If you're sharing food, have one person serve the food and use single-use options like plastic utensils. They also suggest, wearing a mask, checking travel restrictions if you have to plan to travel over the holiday. Dr. Anthony Fauci also said Americans will need to make a risk assessment when celebrating Thanksgiving and make a decision. Do I want to put a person at an increased risk by having people come in from all parts of the country, usually in a crowded airport, without necessarily knowing if they're infected, without having time to get tested or time to do quarantine?
Well, this is a great way to not have to be around any family or friends you don't like. You know how sometimes during Thanksgiving dinners, you know, a couple extras come over that you don't really rock with? Not this year. We trimming the fat.
That's true. But this year, I usually have Thanksgiving dinner. Usually we have Christmas dinner. We're not doing it this year because I got a lot of people in my family that are a lot older. You just don't want to risk giving them something and killing them. So you just can't have those dinners. It got to be virtual.
You don't like
trash.
All of them.
Nah.
Virtual.
I mean, you got to be so you can still speak to each other.
Hell no.
You don't like none of yours. But like my mom and my dad, they can't come over for Thanksgiving. I just don't want it. My daughter's in school. My kids go to school every day. I'm out. I just don't want to give them nothing.
I get it. Mm-hmm. That is the thing about this pandemic, right? Like anybody that you've been around, you really like. You know what I mean? Because you're not going to be
look at me like
you're
that,
not going to just be around any old body during this pandemic.
You see that drama?
I can literally count really on one hand how many people I've seen this year.
And, you know, it's not just about you. Like, my grandmother's 90 years old. And, you know, normally I see my whole family Thanksgiving, but this year it's not happening. So you have to think about other people and not just yourself.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, the cop, Brett Hankinson, the only officer who was charged in the Breonna Taylor case, not for shooting her, but for bullets going next door and not injuring anyone. He is now being accused of sexual assault. And the alleged victim claims that his bosses knew about this but did nothing to correct this. This dates back to 2018. Margot Bordes is suing him. She says that he sexually assaulted her after a night out at a bar. He was working security. She says she was drunk around closing time. He offered her a ride home. And she alleges that he invited himself into her home, plopped down on the couch while she went to go change. She says she passed out, but that he came into her room, got naked, and sexually assaulted her while she was unconscious. When she did wake up, she claims that she screamed for him to get off her, and he grabbed his uniform and left. The next day, he contacted her, insisted that they had engaged in consensual relations. And she also claims more than 10 other anonymous women have come forward to make statements about his alleged misconduct with them. She's also suing several of his co-workers and supervisors on the police force and at the bar, saying they were aware of his alleged abuse but never took any action to stop it.
All right.
Well, that is your front page news.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back,
man,
Nikki Giovanni will be joining us.
That's right. The legend Nikki Giovanni, okay? The poet, the writer,
the author,
the activist, the educator. Yes, that Nikki Giovanni, OG Nikki Giovanni, will be here.
All right, we'll talk to her next. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
You're checking out the world's most dangerous morning show.
Yep, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, and we are blessed this morning to have the presence of a person I consider an icon. Miss Nikki Giovanni is here. Good morning, Queen. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I am blessed, black, and highly favored.
I love that.
She's got a new book out, Make Me Rain, Poems and Prose.
Yeah. How amazing and timely is your poem about voting? Because that has been such a heavy discussion.
Yeah, I think everybody turned out and we won. And that's very nice. I've got on pink today. I'm a Delta, and our colors, of course, are red and white. But in honor of our new vice president, I'm wearing pink and green.
my mother-in-law is a Delta.
Good for her. See, that's why you're a nice guy.
How do you feel about the election of Senator Kamala Harris? What does that mean for black women?
I'm glad for the country, actually. I think it's good for all of us, but I think it's a statement for the country. When we look at what black women have given to this country, and of course I'm a big, big fan, and you couldn't help but love Fannie Lou Hamer and Mrs. Hamer and her confrontation with Lyndon Johnson in 1964, when she took the Mississippi Freedom Democratic Party over to Atlantic City. And it was back and forth. They testified back and forth. And finally, Lyndon Johnson came to Mrs. Hamer, as you know, and said, well, why don't you take two seats? Because Mississippi had four. She said, why don't I give you two seats and we'll work it out for next time? And Mrs. Hamer looked at me and said, we didn't come here for no two seats. And I've always loved her for that. So seeing where we are right now, I'm sorry that Miss Hamer is not here. I know that it would just absolutely please her. But I know that as a black woman, having watched things like Mrs. Hamer, I know that I will always vote. And I was glad to see that our vote, the black vote, was such a big turnout.
Well, I hope Senator Harris has the same impact on Joe Biden that Ms. Hamer had on Lyndon B. Johnson. Because somebody got through to him, clearly.
Oh, yeah. And he's not dumb. Biden is not dumb, you know. He can add. And I think, too, Mrs. Harris, she was a friend, as you know, Vice President Harris now, was a friend of Biden and worked together on a number of issues. So she was not unknown to President Biden.
Right, and another poem that I like that you have that I appreciate is Raise Your Hand in Favor of Immigrants. And I thought that was so well said. So tell me, I like to know, just because you are so inspirational, when you wrote this, was there something in particular? Were you watching the news? What inspired you when you did Raise Your Hand in Favor of Immigrants?
Oh, I love Raise Your Hand because I used to travel a lot, and the people who were cleaning the women's toilets were immigrants. They were Hispanic people. And of course, not that it made, I don't want you to think that I think I'm a big deal on this, but every time I wanted to urinate, I would go and I'd take a dollar out before I went into the bathroom so that as I washed my hands, I could put a dollar in, and they used to have a little box there. And somebody complained, I know in North Carolina at Charlotte Airport, a lot of complaints, which I didn't understand why, and they had to take the boxes away. And so the next time I was in, the boxes were gone. I asked one of the ladies, my Spanish is really poor, but I said, where's the box? And she said, they made us take it. And so again, I made a point of finding the women and giving my dollar. And I used to say, well, a dollar's not enough, but I bet you over 100 people peed. Mm-hmm. And it would have made a difference to the women. And I couldn't understand why wouldn't you want those women to have a tip? They're the ones wiping the bowl dry so that you can have that. They're the ones keeping the floor dry so that you're not slipping on it. And it bothered me. And I thought, yeah, everybody's been complaining. These people are taking my job. Well, if you want one of those jobs, raise your hand. Which job are you want? Raise your hand. Let me see who wants the job. They're working to take care of their children. They're working to see to it that their children go. And again, Harris is so important here, that their children go to school. They're doing the dirty jobs that nobody wants to do. And what I really want to know, and I'm going to call later on this afternoon, I know a commissioner in D.C., I want to know how many people who worked in the White House died. Now, I know that Trump didn't die, which was, you know, one of the unfortunate things. I can see that that woman that he's married to didn't die. That half-wit that he has a son, was in Bayonne or something, didn't die. But I can't believe that the COVID has been going around the White House the way that it has. And the people who are cleaning, who are changing the bed every day, who are fluffing the pillow every day, I don't believe that they did not have the COVID and that some of them haven't died. And I think that that's something that I would love to see the churches in Washington, because most of the people who do work like that do belong to the church, because you have to believe in God to be bothered with that. And we know that some of the Hispanic people who worked in the golf courses, we know that they got tired of hearing Donald Trump. We know that they resigned. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, you can go back and look that up. So I'm just interested in who died in the White House, who was cooking for that ungrateful man.
Now, Ms. Giovanni, I want to make sure I heard you right. You said it's unfortunate that Donald Trump didn't die?
Yes, I thought it was greatly unfortunate. Uh-huh.
You didn't? So you wanted him to pass away?
Well, of course. It would have saved a lot of trouble that's going to come up. If I had been a Jew in Germany, I would have prayed that Hitler died. Of course you want Trump to die, because he's going to cause a lot of problems. He's already fired the national security director. But how many people would be saved if right now, if Trump dropped dead? See, that's not something we know. We do know. No, I'm serious. We do know. And go back to Hitler, because Hitler's the easy one. How many Jewish people? There were like 6 million Jewish people, but then we had the soldiers. I don't know if your mothers and fathers fought in World War II, but your grandparents probably did. How many soldiers had to die so that we can get rid of this guy? Think about it.
Now, I'm with you. I don't like to wish death on people, but I can understand your perspective.
I'm just saying for the, you know, it's not personal, but I see that these people don't mind putting their knee on George Floyd's neck. Mm. They don't mind shooting Breonna Taylor in her own bed in her own house. They don't mind shooting a 14-year-old boy in the back who's unarmed. And then they want to get mad because I say something like, oh, well, yeah, it'd be really good for him to drop dead.
I feel you.
This sounds like a Luigi Giovanni poem to me already, just even you speaking these words.
Yeah, I can hear it. Drop Dead by Nikki Giovanni.
I wish.
All right, we have more with Nikki Giovanni. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Nikki Giovanni. Charlamagne?
You know, in regard to being black in America, dealing with racism, the strides we have made as a community, I always wonder, how does the world look now to someone like you who was around, you know, in the 60s.
I think the world is doing a good job. I think we are making better steps. There was a time that you and I could not be talking on the radio because we wouldn't have had a radio. There was a time, or however we're talking, Zoom, whatever we're doing. There was a time that you and I would not be able to walk down the street. And there's an old song that I do love so much. It said, we are climbing Jacob's ladder. Every round goes higher and higher. And I think that we've made some steps. And I think that, again, having somebody as evil as Donald Trump in our presence has reminded us that there is a better world, that we can do better, that there's something that, that we need to, you know, sow some seeds out there and see some smiles and some kindness.
So you still suffer from PTSD then from that time, that era?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't help it, you know.
Has your prose and poetry been therapeutic for you all these decades to be able to express yourself that way?
Well, all I have, and all fairness to myself, all I have are words. And so I've always felt, and I learned a lot of that from my grandmother and grandfather, but mostly from my grandmother. You have to use your words. I try to be as honest and as clear as I know how to be. And that's all I have. Words are important, though. When you look at the people who have suffered for the words that they've said, I'm very fortunate that right now I have not suffered for the words. Nobody, you know, has beat me up or something. I went to school with John Lewis. We were both at Fisk University together. And the beatings that John took, you know. So I thought, if all I have were words, then I have to use it to explain to the next generation, this is what we've done to make it a better world for you. And you have to pay it forward. You have to make it a better world.
Why has poetry always been your vehicle of choice to get your messaging out? Why poetry?
Poetry, I love the steps that poetry takes. Poetry has always been, not just for me, but you can go back thousands of years. Poetry has been the way people express themselves. And, you know, if Jesus were here right now, he'd be a rapper, but he'd be honest. He wouldn't be Ice Cube or some fool like that. But he would be a rap. He'd be Tupac. He'd be telling people and sharing with people, this is what the world offers. And I'm not Jesus. You know, I'm not a fool on that one either. I just know that what I have are words. And so I try to use the words. I'm never in a room that the door is locked. So if I say something nobody wants to hear, they can just get up and walk out. It works for me because nobody has to take it. Nobody has to be bothered with me. The door is always open. But my job is always to tell the truth. So I'm going to do my job and you handle what you can handle.
Oh, so, Mizzy, I do want to push back a little bit on Ice Cube. Ice Cube was one of our great, he's one of our great messengers, always has been.
Well, Cube, you know, Cube and Trump, that was not a wise thing. And he backed off of it because he realized, oh, I shouldn't be doing this. But that was, it wasn't just unwise. It was mean. Cube and Kanye West, both of them, are sucking up to power. And they need to stop that. They need to just back it down. Because we've had some really, really important people who have tried to help. We've looked at our athletes who have given up an awful lot. You know, you can go back to a friend of mine, Muhammad Ali, all the way up, that the athletes have really fought for us. And we fought for the right for the rappers. We opened that stage. So to see Cube sitting there, like, I'm gonna give Trump an idea of some kind of plan for Black people, that hurt my heart. I thought, you know, what is wrong with that Negro?
but don't you have to engage sometimes with, you know, an administration you may not agree with, even an administration that may be a threat to us as a community, if they're in that power?
No, you know, Jesus didn't go, when and I have to say it this way, because the only way I can know, when Jesus was out in the desert, 40 days and 40 nights, Satan came to him, didn't he? Mm-hmm. And Jesus said to Satan, get thee behind me. So there's no Cube, none of them, that's not what they do. You come and talk to the people, because it's the people that have made you what you are. And no, you don't engage. Cuba's not gonna engage. He's looking for something to use. And somebody else said it, I wish I had. If you don't see the face of the devil, it's cause you're running with him.
Mm. What about Martin Luther King Jr.? Because Martin Luther King Jr. used to get a lot of flack when he was engaging with, you know, the John F. Kennedys and Lyndon B. Johnsons of the world. People called him an Uncle Tom and a coon and a sellout and said a lot of the same things. What do you say about that?
I say that everybody has a right to be upset by some of that.
Mm. What I was trying to say is that Elijah Cummings talks about this in his book that he just put out and how he met with Donald Trump and he proposed some plans to him. And Donald Trump said, okay, yeah, let's get it done, and then never did anything. And there's a lot of promises that he's made to people that work in the administration and has never delivered on them. And so I think he clearly talks about how it's just not even worth engaging with him because he only does things if it's, you know, to benefit himself.
And I don't know how Biden is going to turn out because they're all whatever. But I think that it's only fair when people are upset that they have a right to be upset, because we're the ones, the Black community are the ones, we're the ones that gave up the lives. We're the ones that were beaten to death from Emmett Till on, from the people hanging from the trees that we don't know. So nobody wants to hear, well, I'm going to help you. I was disappointed, if I may say so, in Bernice when Mrs. King died, as you know, the Bush people wanted to come to the funeral, but Harry Belafonte had been the person who had taken care of Mrs. King, who when Martin died, it was Harry who said to Mrs. King, don't worry, I've got the kids, they don't worry about them going to college, I've got your back. He took care of those people. And the Bush people said, we're not going to come to the funeral if Harry Belafonte is there. Now, this is something, you know, something you can look up, whatever. And Bernice said, oh, and told Harry Belafonte, well, you cannot come. That was disappointing. That was disappointing. Now, she has, of course, recognized that she was a fool. And I think she's trying to do some other things. I'm not trying to judge her. I'm just saying that was disappointing.
So, Ms. Giovanni, how should we engage then? Because I'm just hypothetically, and I'm glad we don't have to deal with this. If Trump would have stayed in the White House, could Black people afford to just sit on the sidelines for 4 years and not engage?
I don't know. Sweetheart, I'm going to say it again. God is good. I do not know what we would do with 4 more years of Trump. Now, that doesn't mean totally, or it doesn't mean to me that Biden is some angel someplace, but it does mean he's better than Trump. So I'm going to hope that America moves forward. That's all I can do. Absolutely. And I'm going to be as honest about watching things as I can.
All right, well, don't move. We got more with Nikki Giovanni. When we come back, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Nikki Giovanni. Charlamagne?
I watch your conversation with James Baldwin quite often.
Thank you.
And it's so many gems that were in that conversation. Like you talk about the language of love. What is the language of love to you?
Right now, you and I, you're like my son right now. But this is the language of love. We're honestly engaging in each other. We're honestly sharing with our community and whoever else wants to listen. We're not closing. As I said earlier, I don't lock the door. And we're not cutting off any communication here. Anybody wants to tune in, can tune in. That's the language of love. We are communicating and we are trying to help each other get through it, because it's still not going to be easy.
Yeah, I don't know if you know or not, but there was such a discussion around your conversation with James Baldwin, you know, especially the part where you said you want a man. You basically told him, lie to me the way you lied to the white man. You know?
I will always remember Jimmy's face when I said that, because he just went like, oh, because he hadn't thought about it that way. Because Jimmy knew that we do lie to people who hate us. Mm. We smile at them in the morning. We do lie to the people who hate us. So if it's going to be a lie, lie to me. I'm the one trying to make you understand I love you. I'm the one trying to have a meal for you. You know, it's fascinating when you look at history, and I love history. It's fascinating when you look at the enslaved woman who got up before dawn and put on some food. One of the reasons that I and many other Southerners love food that cooks all day is that we got used to it from our grandmothers and they got used to it from their grandmothers. But she would put a pot on and a fire. She would then go out into the field with him. They would work all day. And when they came on, they would be, came home in this little shack. And you've seen slave shacks. You've seen what they gave for Black people to live in. But they would have food that was warm, that she had cooked, that they would eat, and that was love. Mm-hmm. And I think that we have to recognize the love that we gave. And of course, let me be real clear about that. Black men loved and still do Black women. We don't have any history of Black men beating Black women during slavery. We don't have any history of that. So when did you learn it?
Learned it from your oppressor.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got to do this again because I do want to do a whole topic on love. I have to go catch a flight.
Yeah, you can step by. I got to ask her a couple more questions because I don't know when we're going to have Nikki Giovanni on.
Okay.
Because you have a quote that I love, and I wish in this era of cancel culture more people would adopt it. You say mistakes are a fact of life. It is the response to the era that counts. Could you expound on that?
Oh, no, that's quite true. People get upset when they get upset if they have the wrong boyfriend or girlfriend. They get upset if they don't get the job they thought. People get upset because they think that life should be smooth. And we all are going to make mistakes. There's a reason pencils have erasers. And one of the things that I am a firm believer in, and it's why very seldom read my old poetry. It's because I don't mind contradicting myself. And I would say that I teach here at Virginia Tech. And one of the things I try to tell my students is don't involve yourself too much in your early writing. Because if you do, you'll try not to contradict yourself. If you won't contradict yourself, you won't grow.
Ooh.
And one of the sad things, and I knew I had the pleasure of knowing that she was my sorority sister, Aretha Franklin, but I looked at a young Michael Jackson. I knew Michael, but not like we weren't friends. And what he did as a singer, what she did actually as a singer, what Prince did as a singer, is they kept singing the same song. And if you're singing the same song, eventually it wears you down. So we know that Prince, I'm sure you know that Prince, was not, for example, a drug addict. Prince died because he had pills because of the pain. He was trying to dance. He was trying to put on high heel shoes and dance because he thought that's what people wanted. Mm. And of course, whether that's what people wanted or not, leave the door open and go out and do, because he's a great musician. It's a shame that we lost him because he wanted to be something that he had been finished with.
Show me someone not full of herself and I'll show you a hungry person.
Oh yeah.
I keep trying to grasp what that quote means. Can you explain that one?
Well, the first thing, and I'm always laughing about that, and I'm now going to speak as a Black woman. But the first thing you have to do when you wake up in the morning as a Black woman is look in the mirror and smile at yourself. Because all of your life, all of your mother's life, all of your grandmother's life, we've been told we were ugly and we were Black. We've been told. And so the first thing you have to do is you have to train yourself. So you wake up and you smile in the mirror. You look at yourself and say, girl, you all right. Mm. Because if you don't do that, that may be the only smile you get today. Mm. And if you do it, if you get into that habit, it's going to fill you up and you're going to be kind to yourself. You're going to look out for yourself. You're going to pay attention to yourself. And I think that that's so important because we've seen so many people be abused because they didn't know that they didn't have to be abused, that that was not a good idea, that what they needed to do was to love themselves. What I'm saying, it's very important that we look at women, because what we do with men is we take away so much of the joy of men. We let men have fights with people who don't matter. Mm. And we love you. So we do expect you to come home and be kind to us. We expect you to spend some time with us. And we're not asking for a lot of money. We know you were poor when we were sleeping with you. We're just saying, pay a little attention here. Let us know that you care.
Wow. I love that. I love what you said too about smiling in the mirror, because you got these kids who get on social media looking for validation from everybody else. Yeah. And not giving it to themselves.
You have to give it to yourself. And, you know, you're a good person. So the one thing you have to say to yourself is, I'm a good person, because you are. To be a Black American is to be great, actually, because we have built a nation. And by building the nation, we built a world. And I think that I don't know anybody who would wake up in the morning and say, I want to be white. I just don't. I don't know if you do. I don't know anybody that does that. Mm-hmm. But I know a lot of people who wake up and say, I want to be darker, and they go down to the Caribbean so that they can get a tan.
That's right. Man, it was such a pleasure. You know, everything you're saying is amazing, and it gives me such a better understanding of myself. And that's what a wise woman once said. If you don't understand yourself, you don't understand anyone else. And that wise woman was Miss Nikki Giovanni. So thank you. Go pick up the book, Make Me Rain, Poems and Prose. Miss Giovanni, it was a pleasure.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. It's the Breakfast Club.
Stop acting beige. Why do beige guys get so excited when they hear Drake?
The GOAT.
You're not even beige.
Wow.
Stop it.
Wow. I'm just saying.
First of all, Eva Longoria apologized for her comments. Apologize for yours.
I didn't even say nothing.
Yes, you did.
Man, stop it.
Apologize. You talk about how Latinos showed up in Florida and Texas.
I didn't say that.
That's what you said.
I said Arizona and Nevada.
Nope.
I'm on record. Arizona. I'm not doing this with you. No.
Latinos for Trump.
I'm not doing
Latinos
this.
Latinos for Trump. Your guy lost.
Well, shout to iHeart and McDonald's. Of course, HBCU homecomings are not happening this year because of COVID. But we're doing something special for all the HBCUs out there. Battle of the Bands. There's going to be bands playing. There's going to be a huge party. There's going to be performances. There's going to be dancing. I'm going to be doing some interviews. It's going to be really, really dope. Shout out to DJ Louis V. He's going to be DJing. So it's going to be really, really dope. It happens tomorrow from 5 to 6:30 p.m. So you can catch everything that you need. It's Little Baby. It's Big Sean. Saweetie and Khalid. So definitely tune in. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And before that, at 3 o'clock, iHeartRadio is doing Beautiful Possibilities presented by Ulta Beauty. And so you can watch as I host this Beautiful Possibilities panel with Lala Anthony, Grammy Award-winning artist Her, and CEO and founder of Creole Essence, Eve Carmon Perus. It's a one-hour virtual event. Also, Her will be performing, and you get the opportunity to win a virtual meet and greet with Her and a $500 Ulta Beauty gift card. And you get the opportunity to donate a scholarship to the HBCU of your choice. All you have to do is upload a photo of your at-home homecoming look on Facebook or Instagram. Use that hashtag MyHBCULook, hashtag sweepstakes entry, and tag Ulta Beauty and iHeartRadio, and that's how you can win.
All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Michael Jordan.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right, well, let's get back to The Last Dance again, because Michael Jordan, there's still some discussions on that docuseries. Now, just to flash back, here's what Michael Jordan had to say about Isaiah.
I respect Isaiah Thomas's talent. To me, the best point guard of all time is Magic Johnson, and right behind him is Isaiah Thomas. No matter how much I hate him, I respect his game.
That's a very honest answer. I don't know what you're
saying. Yeah, I hate him, but I respect his game. There's a lot of people like that I just don't like, but I respect what they're doing.
Totally understand what Michael Jeffrey Jordan is saying right there. What's the problem?
Now, Michael Jordan also said that he did not block Isaiah from the Dream Team.
You want to attribute it to me? Go ahead, be my guest. But it wasn't me.
Now, interestingly enough, and I have the audio, but it sounds very murky. So what I did was I pulled out the quotes from it. And this is actually an interview from 2011, an audio interview for the Dream Team book. And Jack McCullen wrote that book. And what Michael Jordan is saying is Rod Thorne called me. And Rod Thorne was the chairman of the Olympic Team Selection Committee and the Chicago Bulls' former general manager. And he said, I said, Rod, I won't play if Isaiah Thomas is on the team. And he said, you know what? Chuck doesn't want Isaiah, so Isaiah is not going to be part of the team. So I guess that audio from when that book was being written says something different. Now, Isaiah Thomas has reacted, and here's what he had to say about discovering all these things from watching The Last Dance.
I watched it with great fascination, and I watched it with great disappointment. At that time, I didn't realize, and even until I watched The Last Dance, I didn't realize that he felt the way he felt about me. I had never had no bad words with him or anything like
right.
that. And when I look at that Dream Team, right, we knew each other. But the only person that I really knew on the Dream Team was right. Magic.
First of all, I would never get tired of hearing those OGs discuss their war stories. And MJ discussed the whole Isaiah Thomas Dream Team thing on The Last Dance. But I don't believe that they didn't know they didn't like each other. I mean, the Pistons walked off the floor after the Bulls beat them and didn't shake their hands.
Yeah,
like,
Isaiah knew
they
that.
Knew they had beef. Like, come on.
Well, some more things that Isaiah Thomas said on Club Shay Shay, which is Shannon Sharpe's podcast. He also said that Michael Jordan was no competition.
You know, I was dominant over him when all teams met. You know, when you go back and you look at until 91, when I basically had career-ending wrist surgery, up until then, my record against him and his team, it really was a competition there.
Stop it, Isaiah.
That's what he's supposed to say. That's what I love.
Stop it. Now, don't get me wrong. The Pistons did dominate the Bulls for a few years, but you know when the Bulls figured it out, they figured it out, and they never looked back.
But that's what I miss. Like, you're my competition until I die. That's how basketball should be. We should be friends
until I die.
Yes. They don't even play anymore. But you.
It right. So why are we still competition?
It sounds like right now he would pull up at Michael Jordan's house and play a game on 1-on-1.
Because there's always a bunch of things that are undecided that they can never go back and reconcile.
Absolutely.
Even though we all have the tape, we see it. Like yes, the Pistons dominated the Bulls, and then when the Bulls figured it out, the Bulls dominated the whole league. It is what it is.
Well, Isaiah Thomas also put together a list of the toughest players that he ever faced, and you can guess Michael Jordan was not number one.
Who would you say are the five toughest players that you've had to face?
Magic, Kareem, Bird, Dr. J, and then I would say Jordan. I play a different kind of game, so your genetic gifts, I'm going to eliminate all of that. And now we're going to play basketball, and it's going to be about our mental stamina.
Dropping the clues bombs for Isaiah Thomas. I love it.
They should play a 1-on-1, man. I love it. Mike Tyson's back boxing. They should play a 1-on-1.
By the way, that's his opinion. You asked him a question. Right. Who were the toughest players he ever played against? He named them. Jordan came in at number 5. There's nothing wrong with that. That's a great top 5.
1-on-1.
All right. Now, since y'all like these OG stories, let's talk about Mike Tyson. We've been learning a lot about him on his podcast, Hot Boxing. And one thing that he talked about was cheating with the Wizinator. You know that device you use to pass those urine tests? Listen to this.
There was a Wizinator, yes. Which was a prosthetic.
Yeah, it was awesome, yeah. Man.
With, you put clean urine.
Yeah, I put my baby's urine in it.
Oh,
And sometimes I'm just hoping that one day I use my wife. My wife said, baby, you better not hope that he comes back pregnant or something.
Yeah.
And I said, no, so we ain't going to use you no more. We're going to use the kid.
Well, did you have the right color Wizinator? Because it was that NFL guy.
Hell, black dude that had a white one.
I
had this brown one.
Who was that? I heard that story.
But this guy was so macho. He was scared. I wrapped it out. And he was like, turn around, hey, man, take the cup.
I had the fake penis. The fake penis was so big and brown, it looked like a Hennessy bottle. But it wasn't Hennessy in it. It was baby piss. I tried to make him drink it, but he wouldn't taste it. Drop on the clues bombs for Mike Tyson. I love
what
Mike Tyson.
What voice was that?
I am Mike.
I don't know what happened.
I love hot boxing podcasts.
Made up his own story.
You put a lisp on a lisp.
A double lisp.
First of all, nobody asked me for your opinion. You with the beard, okay? I'll come over there and make you love me.
This is too strong.
What is going on here?
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Yee ran out of here. All right. Charlamagne, who you giving your donkey to?
You know, it's a double donkey today because I came across a couple of stories today that I can't let slip by me, okay? But we're going to go down I-95 South. We're going to stop in Georgia, and we're going to take it to Florida.
All right. Throw them cheeks around when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket, brought to you by NHTSA.
This don't be a donkey, because right now you want some real donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heel.
Did she get Donkey today, please tell me?
I have become Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, November 11th. Have to be a double donkey. Sometimes I walk in here and I come across more than one person who should get the credit they deserve for being stupid. And today is one of those days, okay? One hails from Florida, the other hails from Georgia. Which one do you want first? Okay, if I was going down 95 South from New York City, I would hit Georgia first, so let's start there. Kimberly Ragsdale, you are the first up to the front of the congregation. We would like to have a word with you. Now, Kimberly is 47 years old, and she was charged with impersonating an FBI agent. Why was Kimberly impersonating an FBI agent? Let's go to the Charlotte Observer for the report, please.
A Georgia woman faces charges after police say she posed as a federal agent and demanded free food from employees at a local Chick-fil-A. Kimberly Ragsdale, 47, was arrested and charged with impersonating a public officer after employees dialed 911 following her latest attempt to score a complimentary meal, according to an arrest report posted by the Rockmart Police Department. She was booked November 5th into the Polk County Jail and released on $3,000 bail after a two-day stint behind bars. Authorities said Ragsdale kept up the ruse even as she was being arrested, at one point pretending to talk into a radio supposedly hidden under her shirt and urging the FBI to send someone to her aid.
That's right. What other reason is there to dress up as an FBI agent? They get free fast food, duh. Now listen, at least this woman has taste because she went after Chick-fil-A. Without a shadow of a doubt to me, Chick-fil-A is the number one fast food restaurant, and it's not even close, okay? If you're going to take penitentiary chances, do it over something that tastes great with Polynesian sauce. Though I must say lately when I indulge in Chick-fil-A, that Chick-fil-A sauce slaps. Drop on a clues bomb for Chick-fil-A sauce, okay? Now I also have to commend Kimberly for staying in character the whole time. You might have missed this part of the news report. Let's listen to it.
Authorities said Ragsdale kept up the ruse even as she was being arrested, at one point pretending to talk into a radio supposedly hidden under her shirt and urging the FBI to send someone to her aid.
That's right. When police pulled up to Chick-fil-A to arrest Kimberly, okay, she kept the ruse going and told officers her credentials were electronic, okay, and started talking into her shirt like she was talking into a radio telling someone that they are arresting her, okay? How the hell you request backup to the home of the original chicken sandwich? Okay, the lines at Chick-fil-A already be long because people be trying to get that 440-calorie chicken sandwich, and here you go, causing more of a disturbance, all because you don't want to spend a couple extra dollars on Chick-fil-A like the rest of us. FYI, is there anyone out there with a Chick-fil-A hookup?
No.
I have never heard of anyone getting free Chick-fil-A because those workers at Chick-fil-A are angels. That's what the A in Chick-fil-A stands for, angels, okay? Chick-fil-A angels. And those angels at Chick-fil-A would never risk those positions because you want to pretend to be a Chick-fil-A agent to get a free spicy chicken sandwich. Not to mention, how you got money to bail out of jail, but you ain't got no money to buy no goddamn Chick-fil-A, Kimberly? $3,000 bail, so that means you probably had to pay 10%, $300. You ain't had no money for no Chick-fil-A, but you had money to bail out? Knock it off, Kimberly. Now, let's keep going. Down I-95 south to Florida. Hit the donkey intro.
Make sure you tell them to watch out. That's for right. Florida, man.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida.
Yeah.
You are a donkey. Mm-hmm.
A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money. Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. That's police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day with Charlemagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Why y'all keep doing it to yourself, Duval? Okay, what does your Uncle Charla always say about Florida? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida, and Dustin Allen Coons is no exception. See, Dustin was in his Jeep, minding his business, and he started revving his engine up. You know those people that be at the light. So Toby Keaton, also a Florida resident, instead of minding his business, took his fool-up Florida ass over to Dustin's Jeep and asked him, why was he doing that? Would you like to know what happened next? Let's go to Florida Keys News for the report, please.
A Florida Keys man was jailed Halloween night after police said he threatened a man with a handgun while in his Jeep on Duval Street. The reason for the gun flash? Someone questioned the size of the driver's penis.
Stop right there. Let's play it again.
A Florida Keys man was jailed Halloween night after police said he threatened a man with a handgun while in his Jeep on Duval Street. The reason for the gun flash? Someone questioned the size of the driver's penis after he revved the Jeep's engine. According to the police report, you must have a small the driver said he was told. Dustin Allen Counts, 21, was arrested on felony charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, carrying a concealed weapon and dealing in stolen property. He was also arrested on a misdemeanor charge of driving without a valid driver's license.
This story's close to home, huh?
It's safe to say that 21-year-old Dustin does have a little penis. He was triggered. That's why he pulled his pistol out. If it wasn't true and you had a large penis, you would either laugh it off or pull out your meat. I mean, it's Florida, so I'm thinking on the level of a Floridian here. Any other state someone tells you you must have a little penis, it's either A, flirting, or B, something to laugh off, but not in Florida. In Florida, if someone tells you that you have a small penis, you have to show them, okay? You got to show them what you're working with, because if you don't have anything to show them, you put your gun out and threaten to shoot them. Okay, listen, when Beyonce wrote Ego, that song is so true to life because a lot of men's egos are directly correlated to their penis size. And if you have a very small penis, if you are used to hearing that about yourself, it definitely, you know, can cause you to have a very fragile ego because there's nothing you can do to make your penis bigger. Now, what if Dustin would have pulled his gun on Toby after Toby just said he had a small penis and Toby replied, that gun is way bigger than your penis? What if Toby would have said your girl would much rather have that big-ass gun in her instead of your little-ass penis? That right there would have caused Dustin to shoot Toby, okay? See, the Serenity Prayer works for everything but penis size, because that's the one thing you cannot accept that you can't change. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. That sounds good. For everything except your penis size. All right? Some folks can't accept that. And Dustin was one of them. So let's please give Kimberly... What's Kimberly's last name? I forgot her last name already. Let's give Kimberly... what's her last name? I don't know. Let's give Kimberly and Dustin the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Of the day, yee-haw.
This is whack.
That was whack.
I wanted to play a game.
You want to play a game? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's play a game of Guess What Race It Is! Hit the goddamn intro drum.
You know, you guys got to give me a little heads up. You know, here we go.
I'm not giving you no problem.
All right.
All right. All right.
What's up?
What?
Now, let's go. What? Chick-fil-A lady. Black.
Hold on. Shut up, man. Why the producers got so crazy just now? They was like, dump. What the? What is that dump? I told Drop I'm not going to give him no heads up. What's wrong with y'all?
What did you say?
I don't know what you thought I said. What did you think I said? I don't even want to play Guess What Race
I don't
want to
play no more either.
I don't want to play no more.
Play too much,
you know,
man.
What? I was all ready to play a game of Guess What Race It Is, and Eddie and Dan come running in here. I'm like, dumb, like, dumb for what? Drum said, I didn't give him a heads up. I said, I'm not giving no drum no heads up. I'm not giving drum no heads up.
You don't give
no
heads up.
All right.
You guys play too much, man. All right, up next is Ask Ye.
By the way, both of them are white, I think. I don't know what Dustin is. Can y'all tell me what Dustin is?
Dustin's
white. Oh, damn.
Yeah, let's just go with the stereotype.
He's white.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Ask Ye is next. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, hit Ye. Call Ye right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Come on.
Need relationship advice? Need personal advice? Just need real advice. Call up now for Ask Ye.
Keep it real.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, man, what's your question for Yee?
Yeah, my question is, basically, I want to make sure I'm doing the right decision, basically, you know? Mm-hmm.
What happened? What's the decision?
Like, I'm about to leave my wife in about February, March, but we're still living together. Because it's like, I moved all the way from Texas to Florida with her and she ends up going to North Carolina, and I let her go. But the thing is, it's like, hey, I'm like, leave your location on this. Leave your location.
Can you not curse anymore, please? But go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was like, leave your location on, and I just want to make sure where you're at, you know. But she turns it off, and she doesn't let me know where she goes. But all I know is that she's with some friends that from Maryland, so they met halfway. Mm-hmm. So to me, it's like you playing games, and it's just like you want to sit here and act like it's okay for you to turn off your location and not let me know where you are, but we're married and I'm your husband.
So did you not trust her before this?
Well, she never trusted me, you get what I'm saying? Because her best friend tried to sleep with me when, like, this happened in the very beginning of our relationship. But I didn't tell her until, like, we weren't married yet. We were still boyfriend and girlfriend, but she was living with me. And so it's just, like, a whole bunch of bullshit. She gave me a hall pass. Her best friend knew about it. And then she, like, came up to me and basically, like, trapped me in my own room in my own house. And it was just, like nothing happened. Mm-hmm. And it's just, like, it's just the fact that I didn't tell her until later. And so it's just, like, because of that, she felt like I broke her confidence. And it's just, like, ever since then, things have never been the same.
Right. So you think now she's just trying to assert her freedom, but you don't think she's doing anything. You just want to make sure she's safe, know where she's at. Because now that that happened, y'all don't have that foundation of trust in your relationship. She doesn't trust you. And then as a result, now the relationship is damaged, and now you don't trust her either.
Exactly.
Do you understand why she's upset that you didn't tell her that immediately?
Yes, of course. Anybody would be. You get what I'm saying? And I've told her that. You have all reason to be upset. You have, you get what I'm saying? You have all power to be upset. And so it's just, I'm
how long
a reasonable.
How long ago was that?
This happened over 6 years ago.
Okay.
And she still, you get what I'm saying? She's still type of way about it.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. I feel like you still love her, right, and want to be married to her.
Yeah, of course. That's the game plan.
Okay. But it's so just, I don't feel like this is irreparable. You said you did not cheat on her. What did the friend say? And is she still friends with that person?
No, she's not friends with that person. The person that her friend confirmed everything that I said, basically.
Okay. All right. So you did tell the truth, but she just is confused. Maybe she feels like, well, was he attracted to her? Did he really want to do something? Why would he keep this a secret? And so she just felt kind of dumb for being left in the dark. And now, like you said, it hasn't been the same. It feels like you guys need to really work on that foundation and build up that trust again. And when she does something, she's probably doing it partly to get a reaction out of you and partly to assert her independence and say, you don't tell me what to do. You did this, and so now you can't tell me what to do, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm tired of fighting it. I'm mm-hmm. getting to the point where, I'm 28. It's either get with it or it's just, gotta be separating.
Right.
I can't be sitting, trying to keep going to work, and then worry about you all the time. Oh, sorry. All the time.
All right. Well, look, I do think that you guys need to sit down with a professional. I'll be honest, because this doesn't sound like something that you guys can't work at. It sounds like you're both being really stubborn. And sometimes it has to take a bigger person to say, okay, what do I need to do to make you comfortable? And this is how this is making me feel when you do these things and it's hurting and damaging our relationship, and I love you and I want to be with you. But sometimes we get so stubborn, we get in our own way, that we block our relationship from blossoming into what it can be. Because nobody wants to give in and nobody wants to say, okay, I was wrong. What can I do to repair this? And I do feel like this doesn't sound like y'all can't. So you got to work really hard on that. And sometimes that means calling in a professional, just like if something's wrong with you, health-wise, or something's wrong with your car and you go and take it to the mechanic to get it fixed. Sometimes you need to get your relationship fixed and you can't do it on your own.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I appreciate that. I needed that. You get what I'm saying? That's why I called.
Yeah, relationships sometimes take work. They don't just flow easy. And you can't just sweep things under the rug and move on and both still be doing things tit for tat. Sometimes it does take work.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right, no problem.
All right, ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Yee now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. I'm gonna
keep it real with you. Here's some real advice with Angela Yee. It's Ask Yee.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
I'm Richard.
What's your question for you, Richard?
All right, I was with my girl for 6-7 years. We broke up last year. But we still talk and all that. And she said she still love me. She won't beat me, but she's not in the place right now to do it. That's fine. I don't mind waiting. But I mean, it's other girls who I really like. We talk almost every day. And I like her so much, I don't want to string her on if my exes still they want to be together in the future. And in a
why doesn't time. Your ex want to be with you now?
We broke up because I cheated last year, and just she really can't get over it. We got back together for 2 months when the situation, I guess it wasn't feeling too right for her, so she wanted to take some more time apart. I understand that's fine. I want to blame, so I'm not even tripping. I'm just giving her space, her time to do whatever she wants to get a minor. Mm-hmm. I'm willing to wait and all that, but I don't know when or how long she's going to be doing that for. I'm saying I'm not gonna rush her because I messed up. I'm saying right. I met this other girl. I really, really do like her a lot. But I like her so much. I don't want to hurt her. I don't want to tell her that. Yeah, I want to be. But I explained to her though. I explained to her that I have an ex who I still talk to. Who broke up. I still have feelings for her. I'm not gonna get over it yet. So I don't
want Richard, why don't you just be single for a minute, right? And I appreciate that you told the new girl that you met the truth about the situation, that there was somebody else that you were involved with and what happened. All you can do is be honest with her, because if she makes a decision to continue speaking with you, that's on her. The only problem is that if your ex and you get back together and she finds out about this, are you gonna be honest with your ex as well? And how is she going to feel knowing that while you're supposedly waiting for her and letting her heal, you're still seeing other people?
I mean, she's urgent enough to be together right now, so I don't think I need to offer an explanation of what I'm talking about right now.
Right, but if y'all get back together, you know you will have to let her know these things. I'm just telling you.
I wasn't thinking about that, but okay.
Just take all those things into consideration, right? You're not doing anything wrong. You're right. You're single. So you can talk to other people. You've told the other girl your situation. She can make her decision based on that. But, you know, for yourself, I would say it sounds like you need some time to not be in a relationship so that you can figure out what's going to work for you best. And just know that if you and your ex get back together, you will have to be honest if she asks you about what you've been doing. Not that what you've been doing is wrong, but just know that that might be something that comes up, and just keep that in your mind.
If you ask me, I'm going to tell her straight up, but I'm not going to be like, oh, yeah, I was seeing someone else, but I'm not going to do that. I need to do that.
Well, if she asks you, just know she might ask you, and if she does ask you, you will have to be honest.
Yeah, but another thing, what should I do with this new girl? Should I just leave it alone? Listen, you told her what it is.
You already told her that you're not, you know, ready to be in a relationship right now. You have this ex that you hurt her feelings and whatever happened. If she chooses to still be with you, that's on her. And if she still wants to mess around and whatever, then that's on her. You know, but at least you were honest, so she knows where she stands. But she can make that decision based off of facts.
Okay.
So it's not really up to you. It's up to her.
Okay, cool. All right. Thank you. Thanks a lot for that.
Okay, no problem. Honesty, that's all we need, right? Just keep it real.
All right.
Sometimes people make things more complicated, too. Like, just tell the truth. You'd be surprised. People don't have an issue with certain things, and they'll be okay with it as long as they know what's going on.
All right. Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, you can hit Yee. Now we got rumors on the way.
Yes, let's talk about the Xbox versus the PlayStation. I know right now everybody is trying to get this PlayStation. It's only available online at first because they want to make sure that people aren't rushing to these stores. But let's talk about who buys the Xbox and who buys the PlayStation. What is your preference and what does that mean?
All right. We'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
How you sing to go get the chopper on the person?
Hello. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, shout out to iHeartRadio and McDonald's, all right? They're doing homecoming party on the yard, all right? So, of course, homecoming is canceled because of COVID, but we're doing something special for you guys out there. It's going to be featuring Lil Baby, Big Sean, Saweetie, and Khalid will be performing, all right? So, it's going to be a lot. DJing, talking about HBCU experience. We're going to be talking to some of you guys. It's going to be giveaways. So just keep it locked here. We'll give you all the information, but it's happening tomorrow at 5 p.m.
Yes, and also tomorrow at 3 p.m., I'll be hosting the iHeartRadio Beautiful Possibilities presented by Ulta Beauty. And on that panel is Lala Anthony.
Lalizzi.
Her. And the CEO and founder of Creole Essence, Eve Carmon Perouse, is also going to have an acoustic performance from her as well. So, you know, that's exciting. And you can also win a chance to have a virtual meet and greet with her, a $500 Ulta Beauty gift card, and you get the opportunity to donate to a scholarship to the HBCU of your choice. Just make sure you upload a photo of your at-home homecoming look on Facebook or Instagram. Use the hashtag MyHBCUlook, hashtag sweepstakes entry, and tag Ulta Beauty and iHeartRadio, and that's how you can win.
All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Housewives of Atlanta.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, according to the Jasmine brand, The Real Housewives of Atlanta, production stopped after a crew member tested positive for coronavirus. So they said one of the crew members did test positive, and that person was around the majority of the cast from the show. So everything is shut down right now until everybody can be tested and quarantined. They said it's a really scary situation. It affects more than just the cast, but their families as well. And I was telling you earlier, Envy, behind the scenes, the New York Knicks, they had to shut down their practice facilities also.
That's the best for them. That's the best thing for them.
Because of coronavirus. Some people tested positive there.
That's a good excuse for the Knicks this year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They suck all the time. Now they can just quit because of coronavirus.
All right.
At any point.
The Cowboys, too.
All right. Now, the Xbox Series X just came out yesterday, and tomorrow is the release of the PlayStation 5. And Black Boy JB has a theory on who is buying these gaming systems. Here's what he had to say.
PlayStation, they got pride colors.
So PlayStation's supposed to be for the gays and what? Xbox supposed to be for the street. I'm not saying that the gays can't play the Xbox, but I'm just saying.
Never heard that logic ever in my life.
Me neither.
Salute the block boy JB for, you know, really being a deep thinker with
what
that one. K-Station, never heard that one.
Jeez.
Ever. Okay. Salute to Xbox. They sent me one yesterday. Boom.
What they sent you?
They sent me a goddamn Xbox.
Oh, nice.
What okay. Stupid-ass question is that?
All right.
It's funny because I have like an Xbox in every room at my house for some, where there's a TV.
I don't know what. I prefer
you
Xbox.
You just threw it on the floor?
Shut up. I prefer Xbox because I got an Xbox.
That's crazy.
But I like PlayStation, and there's a game I actually want that's only coming out on PlayStation. That's the Miles Morales Spider-Man.
So you like the PlayStation better than Xbox?
No, I like mm-hmm. Xbox, but there's a game on PlayStation that I don't know if it's coming to Xbox, and that's the mm-hmm. Miles Morales Spider-Man game.
You bought the PlayStation, though.
I don't have a PlayStation.
I thought you said okay.
He's about to buy one.
Oh, okay. One for every room, he said.
Mm-hmm. All right. No. Christina Aguilera has signed with Jay-Z's Roc Nation, so she's coming back out. It's been a while since she put out some music, a couple of years, and she said ultimately that played a factor in her decision to leave The Voice. She said, what I was doing last year with Liberation was kind of a shedding of a certain skin on some level. Prior to that, I had given myself fully to television and being a part of a network that really wasn't quite the fit for me after the amount of time I put in, so she wants to get grounded again. So now she's with Roc Nation.
Listen, she's a pure singer, by the way. That white girl can sing her ass off, all right? She got soul.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think she's lost her voice. I mean, I haven't heard her in a long time, but.
All right, now, it looks like G Herbo and his child's mother, Ari Fletcher, have gotten into it, and this all about Tyena, G Herbo's girlfriend, Tyena, holding her son. So I don't know if you guys saw this, but there was a picture that was posted. Some photographer took a picture, and the son, your son, looks like he's, you know, like squirming around or whatever, annoyed, and she said, I don't want my son in public with her holding him because she told me at her own mouth that your son does not like her. So I don't want my son uncomfortable. That's what Ari posted. And then G Herbo posted on Instagram, happy hoes ain't hating. And then Ari posted how they got a cure for COVID and not herpes. So it seems like they're having this back and forth. Yes, over that. I mean, it's difficult when you have kids and somebody else is, they're dating someone else. You know, I'm sure that's a weird feeling.
Well, herpes is incurable. That's why they don't have a cure for it. It's not like they haven't tried. Just haven't cracked the code yet. That's all.
Right. She's saying how are they coming with a cure for COVID before herpes when herpes has been around for so long?
But why herpes? Like, what that was a random statement. Why she make that statement? Like, I don't get it.
I guess she was trying to insinuate that someone has herpes. And
oh.
I don't know.
But that don't work if you slept with the guy, right?
And you, yeah.
Yeah, that means that you might have it too. Like, people got to really think these things through when they're just throwing stuff out
maybe
there.
Maybe she was saying it happened after. We don't know.
I don't know.
You better hear about Ryan Henry at the end of the day.
No, that's some good tea. No, that was some good tea you just spilled. I like that. I enjoyed it.
I wasn't sure. I didn't think you would.
No, herpes tea is always good.
You go, girl.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right. Shout to Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice mixes up next. Let's go.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Hey, it's Angela Yee, and there's nothing better than getting something customized, especially when it comes to auto coverage. The General Insurance gives you customized coverage with a payment plan and due date that works for your schedule. Call 800-GENERAL or visit thegeneral.com. Some restrictions apply.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, we are The Breakfast Club. We got a shout out to Nikki Giovanni for joining us this morning.
Man, the icon, Nikki Giovanni. I'm telling you, man, it's quite a few interviews that we've done over Zoom this year that I really wish were in person. You know, Nikki Giovanni is definitely on that list. Nas and Felicia Rashad and Buju Banton are the other four from this year that I definitely wish were in person. But yeah, please go to YouTube and check out the Nikki Giovanni interview, man. A lot of free jewelry in that one.
Yeah, I hope we have her again. So that would be great. We need to have her appear a couple more times.
Yeah, I missed. I was in Detroit yesterday, but
I'm in Detroit today.
Oh, yeah? Weather's nice in Detroit.
Yeah, well, yesterday it was. And, you know, shout out to everybody out here in Detroit. I'm actually opening a store here in the next couple of weeks. So I was getting everything together with the last permits and approvals. And now we just have to order this furniture. And we're pretty much ready to go. So I'm excited about it.
All right. Well, when we come back, we got the positive notice to Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
I do have a positive note, man.
It's from Nikki Giovanni. Make sure you go to the YouTube.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Page and check out Nikki Giovanni, the conversation we had with her on Breakfast Club this morning. But she has so many great quotes. Another one that I love of hers is, everything will change. The only question is, growing up or decaying?
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?